Welcome to the Meditation Minis Podcast, mind-shifting meditations to help you feel better fast, with your host, hypnotist Shel Hamilton.
Hello and welcome to this episode of the Meditation Minis Podcast. Recently, we have hit the, over 100 episodes, and so some of the older episodes are now archived, which means they can be accessed only through the ad-free versions that are available, but no longer online in the iTunes and the regular podcast feed. But today I wanted to share one of those older episodes because it is one of my favorites and a listener favorite. And so I thought it would be really nice to just kind of go back and revisit. Today's episode is brought to you by Health IQ. Health IQ uses science and data to secure lower rates on life insurance for health-conscious people like runners and strength trainers, vegans, cyclists, and more. Health IQ is able to save customers up to 33% because they know that physically active people have a 56% lower risk of heart disease and a 20% lower risk of cancer and a 58% lower risk of diabetes compared to people who are inactive. And like saving money on your car insurance for being a good driver, Health IQ saves you money on your life insurance for living a health-conscious lifestyle. To see if you qualify, get your free quote today at healthiq.com/minis or mention the promo code MINIS when you talk to a Health IQ expert. Visit healthiq.com/minis to see if you qualify and get your free quote today. And now let's dive into unpacking some stress, anxiety, and negative feelings. Take three deep breaths and just let your eyes close whenever it feels best for you. Today we're going to focus on unpacking the stress, the cares, the worries, the negativity, the frustrations, the hurts and the guilt and the shame, any kind of negative feeling that you've been carrying around with yourself, whether it's today, this week, this month. Maybe you've been going through an extra rough or stressful time in your life, at work or at home. And you can even use this technique to help yourself in a safe way unpack old negative hurts, angers, fears, and resentments as well. Just trusting that your own subconscious mind knows what's best for you, because it does. Its number one job is to keep you safe. And taking yourself a little bit deeper now, just with the next couple of breaths, maybe even again, sighing out a bit. And check in with your shoulders. Do you need to roll them back? Or maybe tighten them up to your ears and drop them down a few times so that they can become even more relaxed. And you might find it helpful next to turn your attention to the feeling of the air moving in and out of your chest and just see if you can take it a little bit deeper. Deeper down into the belly, perhaps. Relaxing your stomach muscles. And just letting the sound of my voice now making any effort at all that it takes. As you allow yourself to quickly, easily, and effortlessly go to that relaxing place deep inside where your body relaxes your mind. And the mind along with it. Now imagine yourself someplace where you feel safe to lie back. Maybe you're on a little raft in a pond, or just on a gentle little creek or stream that's slow moving. Or maybe you imagine yourself in your bed or on some grass or laying on the sand of a beach, any place where you just feel safe and secure to relax and explore. And thinking back now to earlier today or this past week or month, to a time when something upset you. Maybe you got angry or tense or stressed. Maybe you cried, perhaps. As you think of that time, whatever pops into your mind, now imagine that time is like a little box someplace inside your body. And some boxes are bigger than others, and that's fine. And what would it feel like and look like if you could just reach inside with your hand and pull that little box out and set it to the side of you? And then just continue to imagine what that would feel like to just kind of reach in and take the boxes of anxiety and stress out of you and just set them aside with your arms wide. And if you notice another little box, maybe there's some guilt or shame, then you can just pull that little box out too. Maybe one of those is in your thigh perhaps. It doesn't matter where it is, just go with it without judgment. You can even think to yourself, isn't that interesting that a little piece of that is there behind my calf, maybe? And you don't need to actually physically reach and touch your body. You can just imagine it. And with each and every unpacking, notice how your body begins to feel. Does it feel heavier, like it's melting? Or would it feel lighter? Do you notice kind of a shimmering glow beginning to happen in your body? Or is there a beautiful, relaxing energy or color that might begin to move in, relaxing you even more? As you continue to allow the cares and worries, the stresses, the things that seemed so big, allow them now to be unpacked out of your body so that they can become right-sized in the big picture of your life. Because that boss doing that thing or that friend saying that thing in the big picture, is it really that important? Sometimes the answer is yes, and that's okay. But most of the time it's no. We get caught up in our own stories about what that means and how they may be disrespecting us or don't appreciate us. But we're all just winging it here on the planet. We're all just trying to get by, doing the best that we can do to love, to be loved, to feed ourselves and care not only for ourselves, but those that we care for too. And so just breathe, just be. And by now, all of those boxes really are more than likely unpacked. But if you notice a little one here or there or a big one that you've been trying to ignore, go ahead now if you haven't done so already. And imagine yourself flicking that box out of your body or heaving it up out and setting it to the side so that you can be free. At least for the next few minutes. As you drift or float or melt away. And should any thoughts try to distract you, you can imagine those like little boxes too and just pull them out and set them aside with a smile as you go back to that physical imagining sensation of being free from all the negativity. Now. And imagine what it would be like to live your life like this. What would change? How would you react at work with loved ones? Imagine that now, how life would be if you lived it free from all of that negativity. And if there's a little voice inside that tries to tell you, oh no, you don't deserve that. Oh no, that will never happen for you. You can't do that. Just smile at it and unpack it too, because we're just imagining. Just imagining as though it's a possibility. Isn't that interesting? Would you smile more? Would you laugh louder? Would you play more often? And just imagining what life would look like and feel like for you. If you were to come up out of this meditative state today and really be more free of all of that old negativity. As you move in that positive flow, noticing how that feels in your body, that glimmer, that shimmer, and know this is possible for me. Maybe not perfectly, maybe not every moment of every day, but that's why they call it practicing, don't they? Even the Dalai Lama admits he gets angry. And see yourself moving forward in your life, practicing your ability to unpack the negativity, to toss those boxes aside anytime you want, choose, or need, and just breathe a little more free. Life is short. And sure, we came here to challenge ourselves and to achieve, but that achievement is like a playful game that sometimes we forget and take too seriously. But when we're in that playful place, haven't you noticed the magic that happens in life? How things seem easier and things that you need, they just come to you more effortlessly. And so, make this a practice. Unpacking the stress, cares, and worries, the frustrations, the anger, the irritations, the history, the guilt, the shame, the insecurities and negativities. Setting them aside, leaving little trails of boxes along the way. As you walk more and more free, just breathe. Thank you so much for spending some of your day with me today. I'm Shel Hamilton, and you are listening to the Meditation Minis podcast. I want to invite you to come join me live and in person in Columbus, Ohio, April 20th, 21st, and 22nd of 2018. That's right. Join me live and in person for my Emotional Detox Weekend Workshop. And it is exactly like it sounds. It is an emotional detox to let go of all of the stuff that's been sticking around and be clean, clear, free, to have freedom and clarity and joy and just get the junk out. To find out more, visit shellhamilton.com and click on the events tab. Early bird ticket prices are on sale now, and the price will be going up. So grab your early bird tickets ASAP. And if you're coming in from out of town, bring a friend with you. Grab two tickets, share a hotel room, and it will be a fantastic, wonderfully clarifying, refreshing weekend. Thank you again for being a Meditation Minis podcast listener. I look forward to seeing you in Columbus in person soon, and have a wonderful week.
This has been a Calm Clear Now Network production. Executive producer Shel Hamilton. To discover more meditation, visualization, and affirmation podcasts like this one, visit calmclearnow.com.